30 seconds after they entered the right branch, the 8th Leather Knight was dead. Ricky cleaned his katana on a stud's pants nearby and rejoined Lex. Lex stared at him with unconcealed admiration.
"I'm beginning to wonder if anyone can kill you," she said.
"Anyone can kill me," Ricky said. "We all die sooner or later. It's the technique for translating our souls from this world to the next."
Lex wanted to reach out and touch him, to smother his lips with fiery kisses. Instead, she chuckled.
"You're all right, you know that?"
"I do now," Ricky replied, smiling. Then he turned serious. "We must reach Blade as quickly as possible."
Lex nodded.
"Come on."
They jogged along the tunnels, sometimes taking a right fork, sometimes a left.
"How far underground are we?"
Ricky asked once.
"I don't know,"
Lex responded, "but Grotto's room is the last one we built."
"It would be," Ricky remarked.
After a series of winding hallways, Lex slowed and pointed to a wall ahead.
"That's it."
"A dead end?"
"Not really. The door is hidden in the wall. It's one of our secret retreats in case the Reds ever invade St. Louis."
Ricky ran to the brick wall. Lex checked to verify no one was in pursuit and then joined him.
"How do we get in?"
Ricky whispered. Lex groped over the wall, seeking the false brick, the one covering the latch for the door.
"It should be here somewhere."
"I pray nothing has happened to Blade," Ricky said anxiously.
"I bet he's okay,"
Lex said optimistically. A tremendous roar shook the wall, emanating from the other side.
"I can't find the latch,"
Lex wailed.